Wake Up Tri-Counties live from our Yem Auto Group studios. Good morning, I'm Sean Kernan. And joining us on the phone is the superintendent of Weathersfield Schools, Shane Kazabowski. And Shane, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Let's talk about Veterans Day. Got big plans coming up at Weathersfield for Veterans Day.
Yes, and we're looking forward to this, Sean. We've been working with Jerry Thompson with the Veterans Council to plan for the second year in a row. And as you know, we've done a Veterans Day program, I want to say, for the last 10 years, where we would hold an assembly in our elementary gym, and we would invite all local veterans in and their friends, families, as well as our students. But COVID kind of put a kink in those plans. So what we did last year was we went to a drive-by parade, and working with Jerry Thompson and the Veterans Council, we're going to do something similar once again this year. We invite all local veterans, and somebody asked me the question, do they have to be from Kewaunee? No, not necessarily. Any local veteran, when I say local, from the surrounding area, any veteran that wants to participate is more than welcome to participate. The drive-by parade is going to take place on November 11th, which is Veterans Day. It will start at 1 o'clock and go until 1:20, and we just ask the veterans to turn off of the four lanes onto Garfield Street. That would be the street where the stoplights are at. Drive down the side of our building, take a right, drive down the front of our building, and then take a right and drive in between the building and the football field. We're going to have our students lined up along the parade route. Our students currently are making some really nice gifts to distribute to the veterans as they drive by. Kate Rashid, our agriculture teacher, with her plasma cutter, her and her students are making a really nice metal sign that the veterans can take home and hang on their wall or hang in the yard. And I want to mention special thanks to Martin Engineering. Martin Engineering partnered with our agriculture students and donated all of the metal for the signs. I think the veterans are going to be very impressed with what's produced by Mrs. Rashid and her students. Along with that, our home economics students are also making some nice treats to go in the gift bags, and we have a couple other surprises that will go along with it. So any local veteran from the surrounding area, we invite them to come out and participate in a parade, drive around our parade route, have our students recognize them, and then when they get over by the football field, our student council members will be handing out the gift bags.
Very cool. That's a wonderful celebration.
It is. And again, this is something we look forward to each year. Our students really enjoy meeting our local veterans. Some of the veterans that they get to meet, the students didn't even know that they served in the military until we put this type of program on. So it just kind of, you know, brings things all together for our students. And in conjunction with our Veterans Day drive-by parade, we're going to once again have our video that honors local veterans, anybody from the community, whether it be a husband, spouse, child, brother, sister, or friend, if they have a picture of a military person that they would like to submit to be in our digital slideshow, we ask those pictures to just be dropped off to our high school office. We'll scan them. We'll put it in the slideshow, and that slideshow will be made available on our website for anybody to view. We'll put out links for that on Veterans Day so people can watch the slideshow and, again, honor and recognize our veterans from our community.
What's the deadline to get a picture dropped off?
We ask that they drop that off a week before Veterans Day, which would be around the 4th of November. By doing it, by dropping it off to the 4th of November, that gives Mrs. Dana, who's editing the slideshow, time to get the picture entered into the slideshow, put the person's name, their military branch, and so on. It just gives her enough time to be able to finalize everything so it's ready to go on Veterans Day.
All right. Now, there's something that going on today that people should be aware of just so they don't become alarmed.
Exactly. And, Sean, several years ago, the state of Illinois passed legislation that requires school districts across the state to hold a crisis drill. The crisis drill is required to be completed within the first 90 days of school, and it's required to have our local law enforcement officers involved in the crisis drill. So today is the day that we're going to be holding our crisis drill with the Kewaunee Police Department. Officer Revord, he's been great to work with. He's the one that helped us put together our original crisis management plan, if the event we ever had, to go into that direction. And he's going to be the one that's going to be orchestrating the drill with us today. He'll give us feedback on how he thinks we did and give us some feedback on what things he thinks need to be changed. So that will be taking place this morning, starting approximately 9 o'clock. Letters went out to all of our families, reminding them that this is a required drill and it will be taking place today. And there's also going to be communication going out on our district communication system. And as you said, we just don't want anybody to be alarmed. Because the police are going to be involved in the drill, we are going to have squad cars, probably two or three around the campus as the officers are here implementing the drill. So if you do see squad cars around the Wethersfield campus this morning, as you said, please don't panic. It's a planned drill.
Now, another other things we need to talk about, the audit has been approved for Wethersfield.
And that is correct. And school districts, another requirement from the state, and this is actually a very good requirement. School districts around the state are required to once a year have an outside firm come in and conduct an audit. They go over all of the bills, all the expenses, all the revenue that comes in, and they make sure that we're tracking everything and accounting for every penny of the money coming in versus the money going out. That's done once a year. Not only do they do the district finances, they also audit the support organizations like our Athletic Booster Club, our Academic Foundation, scholarship funds that we have. And so that was completed about the first week of July. So it takes the auditor, after coming in and doing the site visit, a month or so to get all of the reports done that he's required to get done. And at our board meeting last Thursday, the auditor came in and gave a report to our board of what he found. He did compliment our secretaries for the work that they do and keeping track of everything. Everything is 100% on key. Every penny was accounted for. Every invoice that came in versus checks that went out all matched up. So he was very complimentary of our secretary staff. Becca Herridge, who manages our student activity accounts, Rose Jackson, who takes care of the district finances, and Diana Galloway, who does the expenditure reports for all the grant money that we have. They did a great job, and he was very complimentary for the job that they did. One of the highlights, or the biggest highlight of the audit, was we received the state's highest financial rating, financial recognition, based on the revenue that came in versus the expenses going out. We actually ended the year in a surplus in our four operating funds. So that was a positive, and as a result, that led to the financial recognition. And another highlight that was pointed out, and I mentioned this several times on your program, Sean, we still have the second lowest tax rate in the Tri-County area for all school districts. We're only behind the Geneseo School District. So that was something that was a positive, was pointed out as well, that the taxpayers of our district are getting a good bang for their buck. Not only are we providing a quality education to the students in our district, we're doing it at a very low cost to our taxpayers, and we're providing a quality education at the same time being very cognizant of the taxpayers in our district.
That's very good to hear. Now, one more thing before we let you go. Schools were required to update their bullying policy. Can you tell people what that was about?
Yeah, once a year, school districts, again, a requirement from the state, school districts across the state are required to form a committee and have that committee review your current bullying policy. After they review it, they make recommended changes. They think that everything's good. They leave it as is. And as a requirement, that bullying policy, after it's updated, goes to the Board of Education. So for bullying policy that was approved, there wasn't really any changes from previous years. We have a pretty strict bullying policy. When incidents are brought to us, we do investigate those. And based on what the bullying policy says, we implement whatever in terms of the investigation, what's determined, we implement that based on what our bullying policy says. So it was really just routine business, something that all school districts across the state are required to do. But, you know, when you're talking about bullying, it's an important thing to have an updated bullying policy. And it's important to have voices from other stakeholders to review it on a regular basis. So although it was a routine business, it's a very important thing that school districts do each year.
All right. Well, Shane Kazabowski, we're just about out of time. Anything else you want to add before we let you go?
Yeah, just a reminder to parents that we have parent-teacher conferences taking place on Wednesday and Thursday of this week. We will be running a 1:45 dismissal tomorrow. Conferences will take place from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. tomorrow. On Thursday, there will be no school for students conferences will take place starting at 8 o'clock in the morning and going until 8 o'clock in the evening. And then on Friday, there's no school as well. It's kind of a makeup day for staff members that had to work late on both Wednesday and Thursday, making up their hours. So just a reminder to parents, 1:45 dismissal tomorrow, no school on Thursday or Friday. And if parents have not signed up for parent-teacher conferences yet, it's not too late. Please call either the junior-senior high office or the elementary office to schedule your parent-teacher conferences.
All right, Shane Kazabowski, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean. You have a good week.